As the Cadet Nines head out onto the circuit once again to get set for their third heat of the weekend. Jackson Fraser in the 23 will start from the pole. The 24, Zachary Bates. Kent Fierceon is in the 9. Lachlan Campbell in the 7. Brady Bryant's in the 11. 15. Hamish Fitzsimmons in the 99. And Josh Hart will start in the 07 from position number 9. So as we get set for a start, heat number 3 of the Cadets. About to go racing. Away, a good even start. And it looks like Fraser gets ahead of Bates as they head into the pit turn for the first time. Up the pit straight and towards the top turns now. And Fraser with the advantage. Oh, two cuts locked together almost slowly up the pit straight. Not sure what the problem is there for them. But Fraser, and pass by Fiaz Aeon. Aeon, the 9 card, has shown some great speed as they work their way up the start-finish line. So Aeon, nothing. Fiaz Aeon, nothing really can stop him at the moment. He is on fire. That's the JV Motorsports Hurstville Trucking entry. Oh, Fiaz Aeon is your race leader. Next is Fraser, then Bates. Campbell's back there as well on the 7. And Campbell showed some great aggression, as this time it is Sebastian Ruiz who makes the pass. And Ruiz is up into 4th place. Onto the back of Bates now. So Ruiz working through the kink and into the pit turn, looking to try and make a move on the Zachary Bates cart. So as they work their way off the top turns, leader Fiaz Aeon, a 36.191, his fastest lap of the race. The JV Motorsports Hurstville Trucking Mini Rock top cart certainly has some speed in it. As Fraser back there in second, then it's back to Bates, Ruiz, Campbell, Balding, further back then to Bryant. Fitzsimmons and Hearts rounds out the running order. So Ruiz starting to put the pressure on Bates now as they head through the dip. And Bates, oh, getting sideways there. He ran up onto the back of Fraser. And he's done a good job to catch that. He's only lost the one spot to Ruiz. He just got himself gathered up ahead of Lachlan Campbell. So as Bates drops back now to 4th position, Campbell will put the pressure on him, but Bates looks like he still has him covered off for the moment. Fiaz Aeon just doing it very easily. We've got a cart off the circuit now. I think that's the 11 of Brady Bryant. So Brady Bryant just off at the top of the, well, just on the back straight. He's pulling his cart clear now. So as Fiaz Aeon comes across to complete half race distance, he leads by 1.3 seconds now. We've got another cart into the dirt. That is the 07 of Hart. Hart sits back there, and is a danger now of going a lap down to the leaders. Fazeon in the 9, leading the way. Fraser in 2nd, Ruiz in 3rd, right on his back bumper, trying to find a way up. Across that start finish line now, Fraser and Ruiz, nose to tail. Then it's back to Bates, Campbell and Balding. Not really battling it out for position. In fact, Ruiz not as close as what I thought he was going to be to Fraser here. And comes under fire from Bates now. So as the leader is coming up onto the back marker of Josh Hart in the 07, blue lights flashing for Hart as he comes across the start-finish line. So well, hopefully blue lights soon as Faze Aon, the race leader, comes up on him. Faze Aon just getting balked slightly here. This is bringing the pack back to them as eventually Aon comes through. So the blue light's flashing now. Now what will happen here for Fraser? Will he get through? Fraser, oh, he's trying to go the outside. He's opened the door now for Ruiz. But Fraser hanging on. Still. Fraser gets through. Oh, Ruiz gets a touch on Hart there as he comes through. So, leader is Kent Fiese on. He's down to 1.4 second lead after just getting held up for a moment there by the back marker in Hart. Fraser now has got some breathing room over Ruiz, as they both were also just impinged slightly. So the back marker now, Campbell still not able to get past him. So Campbell losing a lot of ground to Zach Bates as eventually the pass is made. So race leader, Lachlan, is a Fiese Aon. He leads the way now. Over Fraser, the checkered flag about to wave. And Kent Fiese Aon in the nine takes the victory. From Fraser, Ruiz, Bates, Campbell, Boulding, Fitzsimmons and Hart is a one lap down. Getting set for a start here in heat number 3-4 Junior National, or KA4 Junior Light. Cameron Ward in the 56 is on the pole. Ryan Mills in the 4. 52 is Jake Greentree. The 3 is Bailey Sweeney. The 61 is Mazzarillo. Levine's in the 8. Watch for the 17, Mayo, as he tries to work his way forward along with the 47 of Sargent, who is mid-pack. As they work their way through, Ward and Mills. Mills, I think, got the best of the start as they work their way around the top of the circuit and into the top turns. Heading down the pit straight, the back straight, and it is Ward who leads the way from Mills. So Ward getting the best of the start. Mills, Greentree is the next one through. Then you find the 17 starting to make his way forward along with the 47. But at this stage, those two carts, along with Mia Bolton, well, Mia Bolton in the 23's made the best of it, as she is up to fifth place already. So Ward, Mills out in front. Greentree, Mazzaroli, and Bolton. Bolton trying to make a move on Mazzaroli as they come to the dip, and she does so. Going with her is the 61. Mazzaroli makes the move on Greentree. So it was Greentree and Bolton who made the move on Mazzaroli, who gets shuffled back now as Levine's and also the 17 of Mayo get the pass done as well. So Cameron Ward leading the way. Fastest lap of the race for Ward, a 34.432. It's been an interesting day's racing so far in the KA4 Junior Lights. Ward with a good buffer. Oh, Bolton, a nice move going into the S's. Makes the move on Mazzarolo, of Mazzaroli. And she is now up to third position. So it's Mills now that comes under pressure in second place as Ward has skipped away at the front of the field by 1.2 seconds. Fastest card on the circuit, though, is Josh Sargent. He's back in seventh place and has done a 33.8 second lap. So Bolton, what can she do under brakes here? Mills has to give way as Bolton makes a good move. Mazzaroli couldn't go with Bolton that time, but coming off turn 12, tries to make a move as well. Mayo now will be the beneficiary because Mayo has got past Mazzaroli as Mazzaroli was just trying to get up the inside of Mills going into turn number 12 and it killed his speed on the climb up the start finish straight. So they run down the hill now. It's still Ward, Bolton, Mills, Mayo. Mayo then back to Mazzaroli, who's got Levaine's, and now Thomas Sargent right on his back bumper. Sargent looking to set something up as they come up the start straight once more time. A great battle here, and Cameron Ward, starting from the front of the field, is making every post a winner, getting himself out to a 1.2 second lead and has now been able to maintain that for about two laps. The top cart from Canberra, number 56, is your race leader. So back then to Mia Bolton. Now Mayo up the inside of the four cart in Mills, going into the S's that time, and he makes the move. Mazzaroli is trying to get his cart clear of the Sargent cart, but Sargent is making the pass now, and Sargent will move himself up into fourth position. Race leader, Cameron Ward being caught by Bolton now. So Bolton, who heads through the dip, and then closing in on Cameron Ward in the 56. So Mia Bolton in the 23, looking to challenge for the lead as she's through the pit turn now and up the pit straight. So Bolton, as Sargent looks to go to the inside of Mills, and Sargent makes the pass for fourth place, heading up into the top turns. Here comes Bolton through the dip. They're side by side. Oh, Ward getting a bit of a side-by-side contact there and then decided to keep his boot in it. Ran over the ripple strip. Lucky he didn't throw a chain, although or break a brake rotor, which would be the more likely outcome there. So Mia Bolton is your race leader. Ward, Mayo, Sargent, Mills, Levaine's, Mazzaroli, Greentree, Sweeney. Dance back to Motby, Strickland off the circuit in the 44 after lap 7. And Thomas McLeod was off the track on lap number 4. So Mayo has got past Ward as well as the white flag is waved. Bolton leading the way from Mayo. Ward, Sargent, Mills, Levaine's, Mazzaroli. What is the inevitable conclusion of this one? Bolton, will she hang on for the win? Mayo goes wide, coming off the top turns, but he's got good momentum here as they go through the dip and up on the rise. Bolton holding on to the lead. She's got a good run through here. Mayo gets a better run through the S's. And now through the final turn, checkered flag waves. And Mia Bolton holds on for the win. Mayo comes home in second. Ward is third. Sargent fourth. Then it's Levaine's, Mills, Mazzaroli, Greentree, Sweeney, Motby rounds out the final runner in 10th position. Alright, getting set now is out onto the circuit is the KA4 Junior Heavies. Starting from the pole will be Jaden Boulding. Boulding will lead them away in the 16 cart with William Callinan in the 44. Jordan Giannopoulos in the 35. He had a DNF in Heat 2 after winning Heat 1, so hopefully he's got that problem sorted out. Lachlan Manif in the 28. Taylor Harness in the 48. Nicholas Caruso in the 13. Then the P-Platers, Josh Bianchi in the 88. Braden Taylor in the 19. The 67 is Sasha Stefanovic. In good formation now, looking for a start this time by heat number 3 of the KA4 Juniors, away and racing. Boulding got the jump, but it is Giannopoulos who gets the lead into the pit turn for the first time. So Giannopoulos, who came out of position three, leading the way quite comfortably. He is extending his gap. So Giannopoulos leading from Boulding in the 16 car. Then it's back in the 28 of Lachlan Manneath, who's up to third. Further back then to Callanan in the 44, who's got right on his back bumper the 48 of Taylor Harness. As they work their way through the pit turn once again. All single file, but Harness is looking to go to make a pass on Callanan, just not quite quick enough as she went to the top turns that time. Also getting his nose out of the slipstream was Lachlan Manneath on Boulding. Manneath making the move, going through the dip now, but couldn't quite pull it off and had to actually withstand the challenge from Callanan at the same time. So whilst the leader, Jordan Giannopoulos, leading, now going into the kink and the pit turn, it is Manneath who is up into second position. So Manneath now runs behind the 35 of Jordan Giannopoulos from the North Shore Karting Club. Manneath in the combined districts entry. Now Harness trying to make a move on Boulding as well. Almost opened the door up that time for Callanan to have a comeback at her. But at the moment, it's Giannopoulos, Manneath, Boulding, Harness, Callanan, Bianchi, Caruso, Taylor, Stefanovic, the running order. Giannopoulos out to a 2 second lead over Lachlan Manneath. A 34.457, his fastest lap. Harness now is clear in third of Boulding. In fact, Boulding lost another spot, I think, potentially to Callanan there. No, Boulding still sits in fourth, Callanan in fifth. Then it's the P88, so Bianchini in the 88, doing a good job working his way through the field. Nicholas Caruso in the 13, Taylor and Stefanovic round out the field. So race leader is still Jordan Giannopoulos. A win in heat number one in that race shortened by the sickening accident between Callanan and Taylor Chancellor. Chancellor, as you know, has been taken to hospital for observation, but was responsive to the medical starts. And we just got a message back that she is okay. So that is good news for the Chancellor family. As Giannopoulos then DNF'd in heat number two. So Giannopoulos across the start-finish line as your leader, a 34.6, so still keeping good pace. He's got a 2 second advantage over Lachlan Manneath, Taylor Harness, Jaden Boulding, William Callanan. Then it's Nicholas Caruso, Josh Bianchini, Taylor and Stefanovic. So as the leaders head through the S's, Giannopoulos doing a good job here. Manneath and Harness, Boulding, Callanan, Caruso trying to grab some more positions here late in this run. There'll be two laps remaining next time past the start finish line. And your race leader, Jordan Giannopoulos, setting the fastest lap of the race on that last lap at 34.4. Can he go quicker again? He comes across the line this time. No, he doesn't. But it's still a 34.49 to his best lap of a 34.41. Lachlan Manneath, a 34.8 on that last lap. His best a 34.47. So no one actually battling for positions right at the moment, although when you get to about 4th, 5th and 6th place on back, they're certainly in contention and could make a move as the white flag waves. White flag is out. And Caruso trying to make the move, coming onto the start, and he's straight on Callinan. So Callinan and Caruso battling it out here on this final lap. Callinan, Caruso, working their way up the hill. They head down now, and Caruso just not quite close enough to challenge here. As the checkered flag waves, Giannopoulos gets his second victory. Oh, contact. There's a roll over there. That's Jaden Boulding. Boulding, the car that is upside down there. He's up and standing up, which is great news. Checkered flag is out. And Jaden Boulding's car upside down. Giannopoulos, Manif, Harness, Caruso, Callinan, Bianchini, Taylor, and Stefanovic, the race order. See him out there either, so that only leaves us with the six carts that are participating here in heat number three. Chris Rigoni, Hayden Cox in the 4 and 21 make up the performance row. With Brake 61, Corey Donnelly, and the Brent Blakey cart on the back row. We're away and racing, and it's a Brigoni who gets the jump. Brigoni with a good start there, leads that second group of carts as McCabe and Hogan side by side into the dip, and Hogan will hold sway. Hogan in the seven cart leading the way. In outright contention with McKay back there in second. Then it's Brigoni. Brigoni is followed by Donnelly. Donnelly then has got Cox behind him in the... Well, in fact, Blakey. And then it's Cox coming through in the final position. So, as the race leader heads through the dip... And up over the rise into the S's now. Adrian Hogan and John McCabe, the 7 and 66 carts. And McCabe now makes the pass coming through turn 13. And McCabe will hold Adrian Hogan at bay as a race leader. Brigoni, Donnelly, Blakey and Cox round out the running order here. In heat number three of Tag 125, light and open performance. So, as McCabe works his way through the S's now, McCabe leading the way, Hogan in second, Brigoni, Donnelly, Blakey and Cox. It's McCabe out to a 0.6 of a second lead. McCabe across the line, now the fastest card on the circuit, a 32.042, so your race leader taking the fastest lap of the race here on lap number four. Hogan is back 1.2 seconds, then it's Brigoni. Brigoni in the four cart, still leading this open performance battle with Corey Donnelly in the 61. Then it's back to the 72 of Blakey and Hayden Cox in the 21. So, a 32.042 by McCabe is followed up by a 32.068. So, that's great consistency being shown there. Brigoni is the next fastest card on the circuit with a 32.320. And he is running in third place currently. He's skipping away from Corey Donnelly, who's also cleared himself away from Brent Blakey. Hayden Cox has sort of been sitting about that half a cut, sorry, that half a second behind Blakey right from the get-go. So as the leaders work their way around the top of the circuit, it's still McCabe who is in control of this one. The rig it up, number 7 of Adrian Hogan. His best lapper, 32.7. So that's 7/10 of a second slower than John McCabe, your race leader. The Karting World Tony Kart of Chris Brigoni in the 4 runs in third position. Whilst Corey Donnelly from Albury, then it's Blakey from TKC. I just can't remember what that abbreviation is for. Yeah. And then Cox from Sydney at North Shore. Don't know if it's Tamworth Kart Club or... Or if I check for... The race leader, John McCabe, well out in front. McCabe, no real problems for him. As he comes to the white flag now. As McCabe to the white flag. In fact, Brent Brakey from Toowoomba in Queensland. So that's the TKC. Not one that you see very often here in Canberra, but great to see the Blakey welding in the nation's capital. He had a DNF in heat number 1. Came back with a strong drive in heat 2, but at the moment running in 5th position here in heat number 3. Oh, a spin! Hogan spinning across the track right in front of the 4 cart. And that was Chris Brigoni, who'll come home in 2nd. Brigoni, then I think the checkered flag, it was Blakey. Ahead of Cox, Donnelly, Adrian Hogan gathering it back up after running backwards for quite a way down into the braking zone of the S's. So, and a very interesting conclusion to this third heat for Tag Light and Open Performance. Up next will be the KA3 Juniors. So the junior KA3s heading out onto the circuit now. Starting on the pole will be Taylor Harness. Thomas Sargent starts out of 2 and Caruso, Nicholas Caruso, out of position number 3. And... As we get set for a start here, it's still getting set for a start now. Taylor Harness on the pole, Thomas Sargent in the 47 on the outside of the front row, Nicholas Caruso in the 3 will start out of position number 3. So getting set for a start. They're in good formation as they head through the S's. And the starter is at the ready. Look good for a start this time by. And Harness gets the jump. Harness leading the way as they head through the pit turn for the first time. So the Mad Harry Steele, number 48, leading the way from the Tegra Australia 47 and the Tiger Trays UKS number 3 of Nicholas Caruso. So Harness in that 48 cart leading as they work their way through the final turn once again. Race leader is Taylor Harness. In heat number 2, she won that by 0.087 of a second. In heat number 1, it was Thomas Sargent who had a 2.3 second victory. So nothing between first and second now as the two Grenfell drivers head through the S's once again. Taylor Harness in the 48. Thomas Sargent in the 47. Nicholas Caruso in the 3 as they come across the line. The gap, 0.142 of a second as Sargent pulls out of the slipstream, looking to try and make the move there. Harness just holding her line. A 33.325, the fastest lap of the race for Taylor Harness. For Thomas Sargent, it's a 33.385. As they head through turns 12 and 13 once again, Harness with the advantage. So Harness leading the way from Sargent. Then it is Caruso, still about 1.4 seconds back on that battle. As Caruso now in the 3 cart from Lithgow. It's the comp cart IAME engine of Nicholas Caruso in the 3, doing double duties this weekend. He's running in the KA4s and the KA3s. He's in the KA4 junior heavies and the KA3 juniors here this weekend as well. So the front two, Taylor Harness and Thomas Sargent, it's like they're locked together as they head around the top of the circuit. Good to see Taylor Chancellor back here at the track. So hopefully she'll be right for the state titles coming up on the 29th of April through to the 1st of May. You can check out more information of what's coming up here at the track at canberrakarts.com.au for all the latest news. Also, let's not forget the club meeting, the general meeting of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. That's coming up. I'll just recheck that date and time, because that will be an important one for all the members to come to find out how all the planning for the state championships is going. And still Taylor Harness and Thomas Sargent. Well, Thomas Sargent makes the move going into the top turns, and Thomas Sargent now is your new race leader. So Taylor Harness just opening the door around the top of the circuit, and that has allowed Thomas Sargent to come through and take the lead. And Thomas Sargent is showing a good, clean pair of heels at the front of the field. Now, just a reminder that club meeting, the general meeting, is at 7:30 on the 22nd of March, and it's in the corporate room at the Power Kart Raceway at Fishwick. So all club members would be invited to attend. In fact, an important meeting for all members as the club continues to prepare for the state championships coming up at the end of April. So as this race comes towards its final lap, Thomas Sargent, now clear of Taylor Harness, is really making every post a winner, because he is now out to a significant lead. At the line this time by, it's 2.2 seconds. So this would give him almost a larger winning margin than in heat number one. A 32.883, his fastest lap of the race. Thomas Sargent in the 47, Teg Ricard from Grenfell. Behind him, the 48 of Taylor Harness, another of the Grenfell drivers in the Mad Harry Steele entry. And then it's the 3 with Nicholas Caruso from Combined Districts coming home in third position. So some good racing there in the KA3 juniors as we get set for up next is the KA3 senior heavies. and the tag 125 restricted heavies here in the second round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship. Jamie Prendergast and Thomas McDonald lead them away in the KA4s. In the restricted heavies, it's Philip Bowen in the 32 who was out before the light even went green in heat number two. He and Philip Middleton are the front row in this heat number three. It looks like Bowen has got the advantage now. Bowen leading the way from the 10 cart of Luke Seymour, who's worked his way up through the field quite nicely. It's more trouble for McDonald, and this is two races in the row where he will have DNFs. So Prendergast, Bowen, Seymour, Phelan, Kendrick, Stevens, Iman are the running order. So Middleton off the circuit as along with Callanan before the racing even got started. As the leader is Jamie Prendergast, well out in front now. Spinner down there in the entrance to the S's. And that's the 24 card of Graham Stevens. As the race leader, Jamie Prendergast heads around the top of the circuit. The Prendies Autos MIA Tyres FA Kart of Jamie Prendergast. Well out in front now in this KA4 Senior Heavies race. The restricted heavies behind him, led by Philip Bowen. Then it's Luke Seymour in the Sodi Kart. That's from Combined Districts. In fact, Phelan now. So Seymour is limping around the circuit, so he's had a problem. And, in fact, he's got the front shield. He's got damage to the side pod. So I'm not sure where that contact occurred, but Seymour seems to have been the only... Oh, no, Kendrick was also involved, I believe, with the 55 card. So the NASA panel on Seymour's cart coming off the circuit now. And Prendergast is your race leader. Bowen, Phelan, Inman, and then it's Stevens, and then it's back to Kendrick. Now, Kendrick's cart doesn't look damaged, so I'm not sure what's caused the incident that has brought about the demise of Luke Seymour. Prendergast across the line, a 34.126, his fastest lap of the race. Then it's Philip Bowen, Zach Phelan, and Malcolm Inman. Rounding out the running order is Stevens and Kendrick. So they've completed half race distance now. The entire field has made it five laps. Jamie Prendergast well out in front, as down the inside it's Phelan making them pass for the class lead on Philip Bowen. So the Sydney driver, Zachary Phelan, is now up into second place outright. Bowen back to third as they work their way up the pit straight. Leader into the S's as this second place battle is just starting to head down the back straight. So race leader continues to be Jamie Prendergast. Fastest card on the circuit is the 55 card of Simon Kendrick. He's just heading into the S's now. He's more than a half a lap behind the race leader. In fact, he's closer to three quarters of a lap behind the leader, but he's just done a 33.938, the fastest lap of the race. Jamie Prendergast previously was a 33.96. So Simon Kendrick, whatever caused him to fall so far back, and we believe it was contact with Luke Seymour, those two have been racing together right throughout this weekend. definitely looks like he had a quick cart and just hasn't been able to exploit it. So the white flag at the ready for the leader who comes down into the S's now. And it is Jamie Prendergast who will go through for his third race victory in the FA cart. Of course, we've got the FA carts here, which I believe have got an association with Fernando Alonso in Spain. And that's what the FA stands for. The JC carts we've seen racing here as well. James Courtney, of course, involved with that program. And I did notice a few guys running around with Riccadello kit on as well. So certainly some interesting equipment we're seeing here for this shakedown of the 2016 New South Wales State Championships. Jamie Prendergast takes the win in the KA4s. In the Rotax heavies, it's Phelan from Bowen, Iman, Kendrick and Stevens round out the runners. This is the second round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship here. Getting set for the New South Wales State Karting Championships on the 29th of April through to the 1st of May. As we get set now for the restricted lights. Tag 125, restricted lights. Rodney Phillips in the 45 will start on the pole. Scott Chatson in the 32, out of position number 2. Adam Martin in the 34, out of 3. The 46 is Jordan Phillips, out of 4. Royce Gay, out of 5, in the 78. The 51 is Greg Jones in the 6th position. Corey Donnelly in the 60, out of 7. Trent Ethers in the P68, starting out of 8. And Jordan Maloney in the 89P, starts out of position number 9. Getting set for a start. They're in good formation. Danny Jarks, does he like this? He does, as they go green. And oh, that was a huge jump by Rodney Phillips. So Phillips leads the way. And he got a huge hole shot there. Anticipated that start extremely well. Scott Charlson is in third position now as working his way through. I don't think that's Adam Martin. The cart looks too dark for that. But as they work their way through, Charleston gets back, it was Martin, now it's Donnelly up the inside of Martin as they go into the S's for the first time, as they head through turns 12 and 13, race leader is Rodney Phillips, Cheston, then it's Donnelly, Martin, Jordan Phillips, Trent Ether, Royce Gay, Greg Jones and Jordan Maloney round out the running order. So Rodney Phillips leading here by over a second after the first lap. He got a huge hole shot off the start as they work their way through and across the start finish line. Chaston, Donnelly, Phillips, Martin, Ether, Gay, Jones and Maloney. They work around the top of the circuit, all single file. Fastest card on the circuit is the race leader, Rodney Phillips, a 33.885. Chadson under pressure now from Donnelly as they go into the S's. They work through the left-hander, then the right-hander, the turns 11, then 12, and it's still Chadson in the Tony cart. It's holding off the CRG of Donnelly. So the Aubrey driver heads up the pit straight once again in third position, and he's being caught now by Jordan Phillips in the 46. So Jordan Phillips ran up to the back of Donnelly just a moment ago, but then dropped back as they were heading down the hill. He closes the gap through the tight section of the circuit down and turns 10, 11 and 12, and this time he's got a good run onto the start finish straight. Donnelly under pressure now from behind with Jordan Phillips in the 46 cart, keeping him honest here as he tries again. Donnelly goes wide. Phillips opens up the door and will jump through into third place. So Jordan Phillips now ahead of Corey Donnelly. It has given the 32 of Scott Chadson an opportunity to skip away in second place. But, gee, Jordan Donnelly showing some great speed. Sorry, Jordan Phillips showing some great speed. He is the fastest car, or he was the fastest car on the circuit for a moment, a 33.4. But that's been eclipsed now by Scott Chadson, who's done a 33.316. So he's now starting to close back in on the race leader in Rodney Phillips. The gap at the front of the field is 1.2 seconds. But what, as Donnelly goes back up the inside of Jordan Phillips. So Donnelly, a good move into turn 10, making a great pass there. So, as Chadson, again going in the 33.3 second lap marker, but just not able to close the gap up appreciably to our leaders. Corey Donnelly in the 60 from Aubrey, behind him Jordan Phillips from Combined Districts. That's the track that's based at Lithgow. Operated mainly out of Sydney Combined Districts Club, but they race, their home track is the Lithgow track. Lithgow City Raceway, one of the many tracks to foster a lot of motor racing talent through the history of Australian motorsport. And, of course, the current V8 Supercar champion, Frosty Winterbottom, coming from Combined Districts, along with the likes of James Courtney and Michael Caruso and a whole bunch of others. As Rodney Phillips in the 45 continues to lead Chadson. Now Corey Donnelly, fastest lap of the race, a 33.059. As Scott Chadson puts a wheel into the dirt. He had that electric lap on about lap four. In fact, he kicked away when Donnelly and also Jordan Phillips were having a battle. As Rodney Phillips in the 45 leads the way as he heads up the pit straight for the final time. Chadson still 1.5 seconds behind, so he's lost ground to the race leader over the last couple of laps. Corey Donnelly is in third position. He's clear of Jordan Phillips now. So as the leader heads down into the final turn, it is Rodney Phillips who takes the victory from Scott Chadson, Corey Donnelly, then it's Jordan Phillips, then back to Adam Martin, further back to Trent Ether, then it's Royce Gay, Jordan Maloney, and Greg Jones is the final card across the start-finish line. Away here in tag 125 heavy. And it was a great start off the front of the field for Barry Laver in the 7 cart. As Stacks on the Mill cart spins mid-pack and others have gone everywhere there. We'll pick up who that is in a moment. As Laver continues to lead, he's under some pressure though. They're lining up behind him. Tarn Ether runs in second. Lachlan Chancellor in third. As then it's Kyle Jackson, Michael Simpson, James Ordish. As the 86 of Daniel Cataldi and the 52. No, that's Cataldi that's lost his... No, it's Paul McCabe who's lost his exhaust pipe there. As Laver making that cart extremely wide. The Hydro Industries, number 7. Ahead of the Gunning Service Centre, number 37. Ether, under pressure from the 22 of Chancellor, who's looking to the inside through the top turns. Kyle Jackson in the 27. He's already won heats today. And Jackson, who started out of position 14 has worked his way up into fourth position. Simpson, Brigoni, Ordish, Horn, and Hagen, along with Wall, round out the running order. No change at the front of the field, as Laver, Ether, Chancellor, and Jackson are all nose to tail. One thing Barry Laver is very good at is making his card as wide as possible. And at the moment, he is doing just that. Lachlan Chancellor makes the move through the dip and gets ahead of the 37 in Tarn Ether. And now Ether will try to follow Chancellor through on Laver as they came through turn 13. But Laver had the door closed pretty quickly as Lachlan Chancellor is your new race leader. So Lachlan Chancellor in the 22 leads the way from Laver. Then it's back to Ether. Tarn Ether has got Jackson still right behind him. Jackson just looking for an opening here. As behind him you have the 31 of Brigoni. Then it's Simpson, Ordish. As Ether now has made the pass on Laver. So Laver in the Hydro Industries card is back to third position. As they work their way back down the hill. Carts in the dirt there. I think that was Barry Laver who kicked up the most dirt that time. Jackson tries to go up the inside of Laver into the S's. There's a bit of a touch, but they both eventually get through there. As Jackson now coming out of the turn 13 will make the pass on Laver. Laver comes back at him though. I think Laver and Jackson continuing their battle around the top of the circuit. No, in fact, it's Laver getting passed now by Regnew. Brigoni in the 31 has also had Ordish go past the 7 as well. So Barry Laver did a good job. He hung on for a long time. But Jackson, as they came past the start finish line, makes the pass on Tarn Ether into the kink. So through the pit turn now. And it is a good lead for Lachlan Chancellor. Kyle Jackson, what will he be able to do now, closing up this 2.3-second gap that Chancellor has established? He was able to close him down in heat number 2. Here in heat 3, will he be able to do the same once again? As the race leader heads through the pit turn, the gap down to 2 seconds now. As it looks like Brigoni is going up to make a pass on Ether. And I think Brigoni is through. So the top three, Chancellor, Jackson and Brigoni now. Ether's back to fourth. Ordish in the 17 is followed then by Laver as the white flag is out. The gap at the lead is down to only 1.7 seconds now. As Kyle Jackson sets the fastest lap of the race with a 33.151. A 33.151 for the second place runner is the fastest lap of the race. So as Lachlan Chancellor heads through the S's for the final time, it is Chancellor who takes the victory. Jackson home out of starting in 14th position. Comes home in second. Brigoni, Ether, Ordish, Laver, Simpson. Then it's back to Wall, who got past Horn on that final lap. And then it's Hogan who rounds out the running order. So, great race there for the Tag 125 Heavies. If I'm not mistaken, up next will be the pre-final of the KZ2s. Pre-final for the KZ2s. Dean Starling, 2 heat race wins, starts in from the pole. Josh Buchanan, with a 4th and a 2nd, gets to start on the outside of the front row. Then it's Matthew Nipperis, who'll start in the 16 from position 3, Josh Pontaleone. Then it's Dylan Pintolini, Daniel Orsini, Tim Thornton, Michael Peace is the grid. As there, again, Josh Buchanan went to go on the yellow flag. Matthew Nipperis gets left behind off the start as they work their way up through the pit turn for the first time. So Starling again getting the jump over Buchanan. Buchanan, who's had a fourth and a second. Nipperis, a second and a fourth. Pontaleone in a third and a fifth. And Nipperis now trying to go up the inside of Pontaleone. And he just couldn't pull off the move on lap number one. So Starling from Buchanan. Then it's back to the 27 of Pontaleone. Further back then to Nipperis. Then a gap back to the 38 of Pintolini, Orsini, Peace, rounding out the running order. And unfortunately, Tim Thornton in the 58, not getting away in this pre-final. So Starling, who of course just missed out on pole position earlier in the day, has come back with two decisive heat race victories. Buchanan, who's shown a lot of speed, he has looked extremely fast throughout the weekend, but just hasn't been able to get his cart away from the start. This is the New South Wales KZ2 Super Series. It's brought to you by our good friends at Race Culture Motorsport Designs, an association with Quick Pixels Photography. Great to have them on board here. And to kick off the 2016 KZ2 Super Series, it's great to see such good racing here. They're coming down to about 125 kilometres per hour into the dip there as they work these 50 horsepower motors as Ordish is off the circuit there in the 19. So somehow he's managed to catch it. It's still Starling who leads the way. Starling, who has 0.2 of a second advantage over Buchanan. Now the fastest card on the circuit is Matthew Nipperis. A 31.388 is his lap time. He's back there in fourth position. 6 speed gearbox, 50 horsepower carts. Dean Starling, they've got brakes, four-wheel disc brakes, amazing pieces of equipment, and they certainly are being driven to perfection here as Starling continues to lead from Buchanan in the 12. Then it's back to Pontaleone in the 27, who's catching on the back of the 12. Further back then to Nipperis in the 16 cart. He'll have behind him Pintolini. Orsini is the next car through, with Peace rounding out the running order. So as they head through the dip, Starling, Buchanan, and Pontolini all concertinaing back together on lap 7. 3 laps left. In fact, they're on lap 8 now. As Starling continues to lead, Buchanan looks to the inside as he goes around the top turns. On the entry to the top turns, I thought Buchanan was actually going to make his move. They come through the dip once again. Up over the rise, now into the S's. Through 12 and 13. Starling under the most pressure he's been all weekend. As Starling works his way through the pit turn, he's still the race leader, a cart length the advantage as they head up around the top of the circuit. And it looks like Nipperis is closing in. He's set the fastest lap even faster, a 31.2, as Buchanan makes the move going into the dip. Starling left the door open. Pontaleone tried to make a move as well, So, white flag out. Buchanan is your race leader. Buchanan from Starling. Then it's back to Ponteleone and Nipperis. Nipperis, still the fastest man on the circuit. As Buchanan now heads around the top of the circuit for the last time. Buchanan in the TB cart. Heads into the S's. Starling, Nipperis trying to make a move on Ponteleone, but it is Buchanan who leads the way. Buchanan takes his first win from Starling. Ponteleone, Pontatelli, Matthew Nipperis, Dean Pintolini, and then Orsini and Peace will round out the running order. The KZ2 Super Series pre-final, Josh Buchanan will get himself the pole position for the final later on today. Starling, after winning the first two heats, comes home in third. Then Ponteleone in third, Nipperis in fourth. And then it's Pintolini, Orsini, Peace, rounding out the running order. Some great racing there in the KZ2s. The finals are starting next here in the second round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship.